Penguin Random House Audio presents The Supreme Commander, The War Years of General Dwight D. Eisenhower by Stephen E. Ambrose. Read for you by Richard Ferrone. Preface. This is the story of a soldier. It's told in his terms. I have attempted to describe General Eisenhower's wartime service, his major decisions and activities, and the results from within his frame of reference. For the most part, I examine the alternatives as he saw them, seldom trying to suggest how things might have been done differently or what other approaches to problems were possible. What I have tried to do is to pull together the many facets of his service and to give some sense of the scope of his responsibilities. This work does not attempt to analyze some basic questions. I do not pretend to deal with the political or moral aspects of the war. With few exceptions, Eisenhower did not try to set policy. He believed that his function was to carry out the policies created by his superiors. Even had Eisenhower not seen himself as an agent and tried to be more active in the formation of policy, it's unlikely that he would have changed much in the basic approach taken by the British and American governments in fighting the war, for he accepted, indeed heartily endorsed, the mostly unquestioned assumptions held by the governments. As he saw it, he was given a job to do, and he did it. How he did it is the subject of this work. My hope is that it conveys some sense of the magnitude of the task Eisenhower undertook and met, a feeling for the extraordinary charm and deep integrity of the man.